get in a lifetime. It's a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orick.
Good morning and welcome into The Blitz, and a good morning it has been already.
You're pumped up, huh, Rick?
I am through the moon excited.
Super pumped on Monday, Rick. It's the greatest Rick that I know.
For a Monday morning, we have had just...
Because we know he doesn't like the mornings. Day. He's not a morning guy.
That's
he's
exactly
slowly
right.
getting adjusted to it. He's not a Monday guy. Coming here with a little pep.
You know what I am? I am a get-free-stuff kind of guy. Today
well,
I
was going to tease it a little bit. I was going to build you up a little bit.
Did he get some free stuff today?
All right, build me up. Build it All up right. a little bit.
So for the...
It's been
really,
over 2 weeks.
It's almost since we started the show.
Yeah.
Rick gets here in the morning. He's got... Rick goes... He frequents a local gas station.
Yep. Yeah.
And he gets a 32-ounce... drink.
Okay.
One of the fountain drinks.
Okay.
And they've got these, you can peel them off. They have these little peel off things.
It's like McDonald's Monopoly thing.
Yeah. And they have a code on them. And apparently you can go online and you can enter the code. And apparently, I'll let you go ahead, Rick.
Well, the thing is that once you get five, they give you a free $15 movie coupon. So I have been on a journey, or a quest, if you will.
Buying a bunch of fountain drinks?
Buying five fountain drinks, and we figured it out. And I got Ben Lee on it, too, now. Ben Lee is he's on his quest to get the movie ticket as well.
Doesn't it seem like you're just paying for the movie ticket by buying the fountain drinks, though?
Well, you more than double your money. So you buy $6 worth of drinks.
Okay.
You get your regular, you know...
Yeah.
160 ounces of, I mean, of your favorite soda.
And it's a drink that you're buying anyway, right?
Yeah, what absolutely.
I bet you're like a Mountain Dew guy, aren't you?
No. I'm not big into Mountain Dew, Sprite, stuff
what is
like
it?
That.
What's your soda then?
I like Dr. Pepper.
You're
I like
Dr.
Coke.
Pepper guy.
I like Cherry Coke. Not many few sodas I don't like. I don't like root beer at all.
Oh, root beer's great.
Oh, no, root beer's great.
Such a bad take by
I'm
you guys.
Not a bad, I'm not
such
big
a
into
bad
it at
take
all.
By you guys.
Not
root beer's great.
It.
The root beer, I'm not going to give any names out there, but there's a craft brewery that makes a root beer that actually comes out of a tap. It's beautiful.
Not big on root beer.
So anyways.
Can't do it.
So today was the day, right? Woke up Monday, had a very lazy weekend. I woke up
Imagine
and I
that.
Said, today's it. Today's the big day.
Rick and a lazy weekend.
I walk into the... I haven't had a lazy weekend in like well over a month. I've either driven more than 3 hours. I've gotten on planes. Like, man, I just needed a weekend to sit back and watch golf. And who knew that this would be one of the best weekends to do that. But went into the gas station, got it, came back to the studio. You know, Ben and Brandon are sitting around. And then I got it. And if you want to... And there's a... I had no idea Brandon was recording me. If you want to see it, it's on Brandon's Twitter. It's kind of funny. Sounds who do we?
What did you
sounds
get?
Sounds like Chris Berman.
He got a free movie ticket.
I redeemed all five. Today was the
all of your
one.
Codes.
Yeah,
and you got a free movie ticket.
I did.
So $6 nets you a $15 movie ticket
plus the regular five drinks.
Okay,
that I would have gotten anyways.
So my first question, Rick.
Yeah.
What movie are you going to go see with your new?
Ooh.
With your free ticket.
I would imagine that Spider-Man's probably the closest one. I'm just going to run out and go see it. It's like 2 weeks away. July 4th?
You could save
July
it for,
5th?
You could save it for Lion King.
You could.
Not going to see it.
What?
Not planning on seeing it.
We'll get into this
later.
Are you
serious?
I don't have time for this.
Yeah, Brandon. Are you serious? Brandon has shredded me multiple different occasions for this.
You're not going to see Lion King?
I have no interest in seeing Lion King.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah. Boo.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Well, boo you. All right.
Wow.
Well, congrats on your movie ticket, Rick.
Thank you very much.
But no congrats on your probably poor movie choice you're going to have soon. Not going to see The Lion King. Spider-Man would be pretty good. If you go to see Spider-Man, I guess that's okay.
I think the new Men in Black looks pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Looks terrible.
Rick.
With Chris
Rick.
Hemsworth?
Yes.
Tessa Thompson?
It looks awful. Put Men in Black in the grave where it belongs. It's done. If it's not Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, why are we doing it? And they actually did too many themselves.
I'm telling you, it's what we talked about last week with the Game
Does
of Thrones.
Anybody,
if it makes money, they're going to bring it back.
No.
They're going to put stars in it.
This Men in Black's not going to make money. How long has it been since the last one? Whenever I saw there was another one coming out, the first thing I thought was, why? And it's not Will Smith. That's huge.
Well, he's too old to do it now, I guess. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones was pretty old, too, but you want to get the fresh cast in.
It's not
I
Men
think
in Black.
Good.
It's If they're not in the movie, it's just not the same. That's just so silly to me.
I mean, does that mean another Iron Man will never be good if it's not Robert Downey Jr.? It's
Absolutely.
Not going to be the same.
Absolutely. I don't think
But it could still be good.
Iron Man died, first of all. Second of all, yeah, if it's not Robert Downey, would you guys watch it if it's not him?
Absolutely.
Brandon?
They have a shelled for like 25 movies so far. Like, I'm not going to stop now. The greatest set of movies.
I wouldn't watch it.
I mean, it depends. I mean, I've watched other Batman movies, I think.
And they were trash, right? Ben Affleck. Horrible.
I mean, they weren't. I mean, I didn't think he was as good, but I still watch him.
Mm.
There you go. Give him a shot.
That's my point. They're always going to keep making these movies if they make them money.
They're not making another Iron Man. They should not.
Dude, it's going to make them way too much money.
Are there plans for another Iron Man?
There's not plans for Marvel, the universe, to stop anytime soon. I mean, that thing is just, it just prints money. They got a Kodak printer in there just printing $100 bills.
First, I thought you said Prince money, but then you said Prince.
Yeah.
Prince money would have been a lot cooler.
Prince money.
Prince Nelson Rogers.
Sounds like could be like an old rapper. Prince money. Some of those old rapper names are kind of weird. Feels
what?
Like that could go along with it.
Some of the old rapper names are kind of weird. What about some of these new rappers? Some
okay,
of you guys
yeah,
list
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Some of the new ones are.
Was Ben list too? Gravy, Baby Gravy, or
Young Gravy,
That's Young Gravy,
specialty.
Baby No Money. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, those are Ben Lee's specialties. He's really trying to get us going on them. Plays this Young Gravy every single morning as we're walking into the show now. I kind of appreciate it. I kind of do. It's got a Ric Flair line in it.
Oh man.
I appreciate Ben Lee.
Anybody can make money.
Playing Young Gravy. So this was a big weekend, to say the least. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. A couple other things happened. I know for me, one of my big Father's Day traditions was watching the U.S. Open. And if you watch the U.S. Open this week, it did not disappoint. Yesterday was a very kind of fun finish to the tournament. Yeah, Justin Rose just kind of absolutely falling apart. The wheels fell out, spiraled out of control on the back nine, leaving it to a two-man race between Brooks Koepka, who feels like he's unquestionably the best golfer in the world right now. You had the great story of Gary Woodland finishing it off with a great last shot on 18. So you have the whole U.S. Open, which we'll get into later. There are some fun storylines from that. One of the most fun years from golf in a long time. No doubt about it. The NBA was not quiet this weekend. A absolutely massive trade to send Anthony Davis to Hollywood. Plays with LeBron. Now, the Lakers don't necessarily have much of a future, especially in the draft, but it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. They got two of the best players in the world. Probably two of the best of the top five players in the world. On the other side, the New Orleans Pelicans are set till 2025. They got as many young players as you could possibly want, as many draft picks as you could possibly want. Not a quiet weekend at all We have all that and more. We're going to take a quick break to start out the show today, and then we'll have plenty of time the rest of the hour to get into all this stuff. We also have some news on Kerry Blackshear Jr. We talked last week about how apparently Memphis was in the fold. It might not be. And actually, the list may have gotten smaller. Does Tennessee stay on the list, on the small condensed list for Kerry Blackshear Jr. or not? All that and more. NBA draft coming up on Thursday. That's exciting. Big weekend, big week ahead. Stick around. This is Rick, Brandon, Chance, Matt, all hanging out with you for the next 2 hours on the Blitz Fan Run Radio. 10:15 back here on the Blitz. If you would like to join the program today as we start you out with a loaded show ahead of us, give us a call at 865-546-8200. Second segment of the show, that means the same thing as always. The opening drive coming up for you. First down. After a incredibly huge NBA trade has completely changed the landscape of the association, which we will get into more in the next segment. The title odds has also changed. The Lakers are now a 3-1 favorite, a massive favorite heading into the 2019-2020 season. Behind them stands Milwaukee, the Clippers, Houston, and Toronto. This according to Vegas. So they have them. They're the Lakers at a 3-1.
Read those off to me again. Lakers, Milwaukee,
Clippers, Houston, Toronto.
Is that just assuming that Kawhi goes to the Clippers?
I would have to assume so, right? Like, I don't know if the Clippers have been really talked about for any of the other huge free agent names, like a Kyrie Irving. You know, and you got to think that Kawhi is probably the next best player to go, especially after what he just did with Toronto.
Well, Kawhi's definitely the next best player. He was the best player before AD if he decides to leave Toronto. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's what, you know, Vegas insiders and handicappers are thinking. We said this last week whenever we talked about the Lakers' odds were improving. I said maybe Vegas knows something. They always do, and we even talked about the trade probably has already been agreed to, but they don't want to go ahead and release it, and they're going to do a Friday news dump. Turned out they actually did a Saturday news dump instead of Friday news dump, late Saturday night. So we kind of called that one, or at least I'll pat myself on the back saying I called it. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that Clippers will be up there. What about Kawhi maybe joining with the Lakers now? I know that a lot of different, you know, the experts have said now with AD going there, that makes Los Angeles very, you know, favorable, not only the Clippers, but the Lakers again for Kawhi if he actually does want to maybe go team up with one LeBron James and Anthony Davis now. Brandon, who's better than the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and if they get a Kyrie Irving or a Kemba Walker, which they're talking about in free agency, who's better than them? Like, be honest, listen, nobody. Yeah.
Especially because it's a brand new NBA, right? You would say the Warriors.
You look at the Warriors.
Not anymore.
No. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, expect to be out a year or more. Kevin Durant, especially with that ruptured Achilles. Then what if he leaves this free agency to go to New York? What if Kyrie teams back up with LeBron? I mean, there's a lot of possibilities for the Lakers out there. There's a lot of good free agents. They got to get a point guard. That's numero uno.
So there's a lot of interesting thing that does go along with this Anthony Davis Los Angeles trade, and I'm just going to get into this right now. Well, not the impact for both, but when you do look at Anthony Davis, because Chance, you just mentioned a second ago, well, of course they're going to be trying to get a Kawhi Leonard, a Kemba Walker.
D'Angelo Russell's out there. They might bring him back.
Certainly. So it does – things are kind of interesting a little bit in the sense that it's a little wonky. According to Yahoo Sports, Los Angeles might not be able to offer a max deal in free agency depending on the actual day that the trade is made official. So the deal is expected to be completed when free agency opens on July 6th. This, of course, comes after the June 20th NBA draft. The rights to the player will officially belong to the Pelicans on July 6th. Completing the trade under these terms would leave the Lakers with barely $23 million in cap space. This also assumes that Davis will waive his $4 million trade kicker. Even still, it leaves the Lakers without enough room to offer a max contract to the likes of, say, Kyrie Irving or Kemba Walker. So now you're looking at this situation kind of with a different lens. It's like, hey, which of these guys, you know, all of these guys probably want to go to LA, at least it sounds great in theory, but do they want to take less money to do it? Because they're certainly not going to be able to get their max. You look at a guy like Kemba.
Well, he's already come out and said last week that he would take less money if the Hornets got somebody to come in there. So I don't. I think he would definitely be somebody that you feel like they can negotiate with to take less money to join the Lakers. Why stay with Charlotte? You've been there for 8 years. They haven't put anybody with you, and you're willing to take less money there. They got guys like Nicholas Batum making all this money that's not, you know, not doing a damn thing, hasn't in years.
Yep.
Or go play with the Lakers, take, you know, the discount. I think the Lakers have like $23 million in cap space. They can go out and get a point guard. Yeah, somebody's going to have to take less than the Supermax that they're wanting to get. So
yeah, I think Kimba's probably the most likely.
Kemba, Kyrie Irving, probably not going to do it. What if he did, though?
He doesn't strike me as a guy to take less money. He feels like if the Nets are offering him the absolute most money you can get, he'll probably go play in Brooklyn.
But then we talk about even other players out there that are free agents. George Hill's coming up on a free agency this summer. Darren Collison, Avery Bradley of the Grizzlies. That's a good defender. He's with the Celtics a long time. Brandon knows about him. Danny Green, he's going to be on the market because him and Kawhi were in that package one-year deal. So, good three-point shooter, too. A lot of players that the Lakers can go after. I think they're a favorite. I already told somebody yesterday, whenever I bet this person $20, Lakers win the West. I stand beside that. I think they win the West. Don't know about the whole thing, but I think they win the West.
I mean, I think it would depend on...
It depends where, on health. And
well, I think it depends on where everybody ends up. But right now, yeah. Yeah, I would say Lakers, which sickens me.
Those Celtics pride.
Second down, the NFL is set to revamp the, well, new, put in quotes, hold a little loosely, but the new pass interference rule for the third time this offseason.
Just fix it.
Pass interference, very big deal, especially coming off the heels of the Rams and the Saints. So here's what it has to say. The NFL announced on Thursday that a new pass interference rule has been tentatively written after the league spent several days conferring over the rule with head coaches, club personnel, and NFL officials. Under the new proposed rule, coaches will not be allowed to challenge pass interference calls in the final 2 minutes of the game, which is a huge difference from May when NFL owners voted to allow coaches to challenge interference call made during the final 2 minutes of the day. So, just a month ago, they came out and said, hey, we feel like we know how to fix it. Let's allow coaches to challenge these calls at the end of the game. And then they hit themselves with a not so fast.
The old Lee Corso.
The
huh?
old Lee Corso. Lee Corso came in.
Not so fast.
Did the finger wag. Said, not so fast.
Sunshine Scooter.
He put the number two Ticonderoga pencil up in their face.
Yeah, he did.
Not so fast, my friend.
Ticonderoga.
And then they
nice,
said,
Brandon.
Then they said, you know what? Let's just go back. Let's pretend like that never happened. Coaches are not allowed to do that anymore. I mean, what is going on? Like you said, Chance, come on, just get it. Just do something. And just stick with it. Not that anybody cares that much right now. They certainly will come August. But man, just three times in an offseason? The offseason ended up starting like February.
Let the boys play.
Well, I do think that there does need to be some kind of rule configuration.
Sean Payton cried. That stuff's been happening for years, though, is all I'm saying. It's always been missed calls.
Just because it's happening in the past doesn't mean it's acceptable for the future, right?
I'm just saying it's just a common error. Like, guys, like.
But that should have been, you know, that was a crazy call. That altered so much of the game. And I'm not going to be one of those people who say, well, the Saints definitely would have won. But, man, when there are calls like that, like, you got to do something to
They had a chance to win the
to
game.
Get it right.
They still had a chance to win that game in overtime.
Third down, the Yankees make a monster splash in the trade market as the baseball season is rolling along into the summer. They acquire Edwin Encarnacion from the Seattle Mariners, which is a huge deal. They acquired the first baseman / designated hitter in exchange for a right-handed pitcher named Juan Thin. Thin? T-A-G-N.
Juan Thin.
Thin now forever. Juan Thin. Great name. And cash considerations. I like the term cash considerations. Yeah. Just, it just feels like the most broad, you know, just cloud in the sky kind of thing you could say. Oh, what are you going to get in exchange? Oh, we're going to get a player in cash considerations.
Yeah.
Does that mean someone's considering giving out cash, like giving them cash for it? Obviously, it's dependent on some stuff, but cash considerations. You see it a part of like every single MLB trade.
A lot of trades.
Cash Yankees, if you care about baseball, Yankees, without even a remote question, the best lineup in the league when healthy. Last but not least, we talked about a second ago, Gary Woodland takes home the U.S. Open trophy. This was played at Pebble Beach in California. And just a really awesome tournament to sit down and watch. I know I tried to watch the whole thing on Saturday and Sunday. And that was incredible. It was great golf. Specifically for the reason of Brooks Koepka. I would go out on a... I don't even think it's going that far out on a limb. I would say he's probably the best golfer in the world right now. Koepka has won 4 out of his last 9 majors. And then in those other 5, he finishes runner-up at Pebble Beach and Augusta. At the U.S. Open and the Masters. So top 5 finishes, he's probably 6 or 7 out of 9. I mean, that is a run that we have only seen from the likes of vintage Tiger Woods. Even that run by Spieth in 2015. Brooks Koepka is just on another level right now. So he was nipping. He was nipping at the heels the whole day yesterday.
So are you ready to crown him? You ready to crown Brooks Koepka?
As the best golfer in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least right now.
Bold take, Rick.
At least right now.
Ricky.
Hey, six Rick out of...
Is ready to crown him.
6 out of 9 in his last, you know, or I guess 6 out of his last 9 has been top 5, finishes 4 of those with the lead. That's incredible.
Top 2, right?
It's incredible. Yeah, finishes top 2 in 6 out of his last 9. But nonetheless, Gary Woodland is just... He was an awesome story. Did you guys get to watch any of this tournament? See anything about old Gary?
I watched a little bit of it, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. I really don't care unless Tiger's out in the hunt. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, he was not in the hunt yesterday. Not even close.
So I really didn't care.
I didn't catch any.
Honestly. Do you know the story behind Gary Woodland?
Are you really talking about Gary Woodland this much? Please tell us.
He's got an awesome story. So I guess about a year or so ago...
Gary Woodland fan club over here.
Well, let me tell my story. I think you'll find it interesting. So Gary Woodland, right about a year or so ago, goes and does a pro-am event in Arizona, right? And so they did one of those really cool things with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? And so they let a young girl named Amy, who has autism, come out and...
I saw this.
Yeah. It's an incredible video, right? Come out and basically shoot a hole with Gary Woodland, and Gary was the guy, you know, who led her down the course.
You can do it or something like that. The quote she told him, like, you can do it or something like that. Keep going.
Well, I think it was the opposite way around, because there were multiple times when they were going through the course that, you know, Gary was like, hey, like, you know, you want to hit this out of the bunker? You know, we can kind of just move you to the side, or I guess that's what he was insinuating. And he was like, you want to hit this? And she was like, yeah. Just as confident as can be that, you know, she was going to play this course because she was great, you know. And then it was just an amazing video where all the fans that were watching them, I guess it's a place that is known for very bad heckling, which is something that is not common in golf. But, you know, all these people that were lining up, I mean, the crowd was going crazy for this girl because it was a special needs girl, but she was doing these amazing things on the golf course with Gary Woodland. He was kind of walking her down the whole way. And then just she sinks this 10-yard putt to close it off. And they brought it up in the broadcast yesterday multiple times. But if you haven't seen that video, I would certainly recommend going and seeing it because it's a little bit of a tearjerker.
Did you shed a tear, Rick? Did you cry?
I almost did.
I feel like Rick's a crier.
What do you mean?
I just feel like
why would you think that?
I just feel like you're an emotional guy. It's not a slight.
I don't know if I should tell the truth on this one or not. I feel like I should just better left keep it a mystery.
Well, I mean, you've told this may be what you're insinuating. I don't know. But you've told me on multiple occasions that you've cried during a movie before.
Whoa. You'd be crying.
You told me you, that is true.
You cried. What was the sports movie you cried?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
That last song got you by Madonna, huh?
It did.
Have you seen?
It did. Man, when they're walking into the Hall of Fame and they had their own exhibit, they did it. Oh, man, yes.
This used to be my playground.
So, see, that's why I think you're an emotional guy.
Great
this
movie.
Used to
I mean,
be
I wasn't sitting there just like
dreams.
That's bawling, your jam, huh, crying. Right? You know, but I shed one tear. I was like, this is amazing.
You bawled at a League of Their Own. Wow.
Well, no, I said I did not. I
thought you said you cried. What movies were you bawling at?
I don't think I've ever just like sat there and just like bawled my eyes out at a movie. But there are some, you know, that they hit you. They hit you in the feel spot. Good movies. I'm trying to think. Another one. One of the if you don't cry in this movie or at least shed a tear, I think you're not a human being. I think you're a robot. Is the classic Marley and Me.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Man,
it didn't look like trash.
Didn't want to. Spoiler alert.
I don't think it's a spoiler.
When the dog dies, you don't have a soul if it doesn't hit you hard. I'm telling you. I'm trying to think of another movie I've cried at. I don't think I can't. Another one doesn't
Please
come to
tell
head.
Us.
Really, kind of a League of Their Own is the first one.
I feel like there is another one you told me that you cried at.
There was, because I remember this day that we talked about.
You
that.
Don't want to put it out there or something? Was it like a funny movie that you or something?
I don't remember what it was. I'm trying to think.
A lot of movie talk in the first 30 minutes of the show today. 865-546-8200. Take a quick break right here. More of the Blitz coming up right after this.
You want to get on the Blitz today? Talking a little NBA action. Big trade. Big Woj bombs all over the weekend. Gary Woodland takes the U.S. Open. And a little bit of, I guess LeBron gets his way, the king. What about LeBron? He's going to make a good GM one day. I saw a graphic where it's like over 50-something trades that he's been involved in since he's been in the league, I guess, to his teams. Guy just gets what he wants. They got that Anthony Davis deal.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Doing his thing.
LeBron James.
I will be glad to see him back in the playoffs. It just wasn't the same this year without LeBron.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are talking about the ratings being down and things like that.
Whether you love him or hate him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you either hate watch and hope he loses, or you kind of just people love him and you love to watch him. So it was very odd to not see him out there. I thought that too.
And it's LeBron, and I don't know if people were this way about Michael Jordan. I know the situation is a little different the way LeBron. Went about the whole Miami thing and then went back to Cleveland. So I don't know. But LeBron James, me personally, I have found myself whenever he started off in Cleveland, I liked LeBron, liked him a lot. Then whenever he went to Miami, could not stand him. I actively.
Totally agree.
Actively rooted against LeBron. Goes back to Cleveland. I pulled for him again. I was like, yeah, here we go, let's go. And now, I don't know how I feel. Even though he is playing for the Lakers, I'm a Celtics fan, I don't know if I will pull for him, root against him. I don't know. It's hard. I mean, he's only been there 1 year, and they sucked. But I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel about LeBron come
Next year,
whenever they're
you just
in
summed
the
it up perfectly. When he was at Miami, he was the easiest player to hate that I've ever seen next to Tom Brady. Like it was unbelievably easy, which is why 2011 championship made it that much better. But then you're right. Like when he went back to Cleveland, I was always trying to convince myself that I still hated LeBron. And I would always say it. I'd be like, no, I hate LeBron.
Why, though? I
don't know. Like, I couldn't give you a great reason. Well, when he was in Miami, like, I thought he was stuck up, pretentious.
Well, I think it was
arrogant.
That only came because of the decision. Like, he went on TV.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that was his Miami day.
Some of his greatest years outside of when he went back to Cleveland, I mean, those Miami years, 2014, that was the greatest LeBron we've seen. That's been the best three-point percentage of his career. I want to say all across the board. That was a fun year to watch him. I didn't like him that much when he was Michigan. I didn't like the decision stuff, but I've learned to appreciate his game. He's just fun to watch.
Yeah, so he left Miami, and I was still like, man, I still hate him. I still hate him. But then I'd watch him, and right, I'd be saying I hate him, but on the inside, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I love this guy. Like, I can't look away, especially in the playoffs. Like, I love to watch LeBron. And now that he's back in L.A., I think especially with Anthony Davis, he kind of turns into this different kind of figure where it's like a Thanos, right? LeBron James is like a Thanos. I respect how great he is as a villain. And, like, I love to hate him, right? Or like a really good, like The Rock, right? When The Rock was a bad guy in the WWF, like, he was so good at being the villain that, like, it just made it so much more fun. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with LeBron right now. He's definitely a villain, but, like, I love that he's the villain. Like, he still must see as the villain. And he's not even that villainous. I just think, you know, after all the different strings he's been pulling, you know, he's a puppet master back there.
Yeah, and, I mean, I would really like to see Kawhi Leonard go somewhere else and kind of – I want to see – Kawhi Leonard and a group similar to what the Lakers are about to put together.
Because Clippers could be that destination if he decides to go there. They got a lot of money to spend.
I would like to see it be somebody in the East, though. Yeah, I would like to see the Lakers and somebody in the East meet in the finals and just have two super teams going at it.
Well, if he stays in Toronto, they could actually put some more pieces there. And I mean, if he stays in Toronto, they're still the best team in the East. I mean, so
wherever he goes in the East, they're the best team. Maybe Milwaukee, but
that'd be pretty sick. Giannis and Kawhi,
because we've only seen those two go at it
one time,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kawhi was the one who victorious one year. The year before, LeBron was victorious in the Heat, and then 2014 or 2015, the Spurs got him back, or 14, maybe it was 14. Yeah, 14 they lost.
So I'm going to let y'all get back into it real quick, but let me go ahead and say the details of the trade. The New Orleans Pelicans have agreed to a deal to trade Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three straight, no, maybe not straight because it goes to 2020.
Out, Rick.
Three first-round picks, including this year's number four overall.
So three first-rounders.
A six-player for one-player deal.
You got to make that trade, though.
And
right?
I think the Lakers got off. I thought the Lakers came out golden.
Yeah, I mean, I think
really?
Actually think both teams came out well. Like people want to say Lakers kind of handcuffed themselves, giving away their first round picks. Not really.
You give away this year's fourth, but with Davis and LeBron, your first round picks are going to be late. So does it really matter?
Yeah. So the next coming years, you're right. Yeah, your first round picks. You give up this year's fourth pick.
I mean,
that might sting a little bit, but not really.
I mean, did you figure out what years they were?
19, 21, 23.
I mean, they're still all relatively close. The Lakers should I would imagine they would still be good that whole span.
Yeah.
The only way that those picks could be extremely valuable as if it's a little on down the road after LeBron retires or goes somewhere else, if Anthony Davis, if something happens and the Lakers just go back to sucking again. But
like what you're saying, when LeBron decides to retire, you're still going to have AD in his prime. And then he looks like he probably wants to stay in L.A., you know, wanting to leave New Orleans to go out there. That's the team he had top on his list. So it's like he's trying to, you know, create a permanent residence out there. So even when LeBron goes away to retire, and I'm sure they've told him that, he'll be the face of the franchise. And then everything will be built around him. And then if they bring in a Kyrie or a Kemba, if they bring in a Kemba, they're going to sign him for like 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, what you're saying, the next couple of years, your first-round picks are going to be trash anyways. You're only losing out in this first round, like the fourth pick this year. But outside of Zion and Ja Morant, after that, it's kind of anybody's ballgame on like what these guys are going to be. Not really. I mean, there's a lot of great players, but not somebody that's just a game changer outside of like the top three guys. So, pretty huge. So, I think they both came out well. New Orleans gets their future built kind of immediately. They get Brandon Ingram, they get Lonzo, they get Zion. They'll get this first and fourth, the fourth pick this year from the Lakers. They'll immediately
might trade into more picks.
They could, but they'll immediately kind of be like a 7-8 round, I mean, number 8 seed probably in the playoffs. The East is not, or they're in the West, actually. Maybe not. They probably won't make the playoffs first year, but maybe second year, depending on who else they get in the draft.
I mean, it depends on how good Zion is, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, Zion's your building piece.
Is Brandon Ingram going to be a better player than everybody thought he was going to be in a change of scenery? It just looked like he couldn't play up to the Lakers' standards. You know, he came in there with into Kobe, and just, he never lived up to it. People compared him to KD, and he probably still has a bright ceiling too, but how's he going to play in new change of scenery? Lonzo, if he's healthy, he's not a great shooter. He's got good good defense. He's a good playmaker. Pelicans set themselves up well too, and that's a good GM, David Griffin, compared to Dell Demps.
Yeah, I think that you guys have hit everything right on the head for this trade. I think both teams do come out of this well, right? And if you're the Lakers,
you get what
you want.
It
doesn't really matter what assets you're giving up, right? If LeBron takes you right back to the finals where he's pretty much made a home this decade.
They make all this money, like, you know, pretty much back in a year from the ticket sales. I mean, it's already L.A. Games are it's probably like $400 or $500 sometimes, you know, good seat there to watch a game, even more. You do this, I mean, it's – when they called it the Lake Show, that was, you know, in Kobe's prime, late 80s, a little bit early 90s. You got the Lake Show all over again. It's going to be primetime TV. Like what you said, it'll be appointment television to watch LeBron and also Anthony Davis in these like late West Coast games to see what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, they really
Everybody
will.
Wins.
And, I think that you do need, you know, a Kemba Walker-esque player to label that the big three. But you know what? At the end of the day, we're moving away from the every team needs three major superstars model that I think the 2010 decade started, right? You saw everybody was trying to get their big three, and it was all about the big three, the big three, the big three. Well, at the end of the day, we're fading away from that, right? We saw it in its prime. We're fading away from that. The Lakers certainly have their two major superstars. If they can get a third, more power to them, right? But Chance, what you were saying in the last segment's right, like, there are some of these other guys that maybe a little bit less, right? Maybe they aren't your superstar, all NBA potential like a Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, but they're still going to be great
list.
Roles.
Here's a quick list of some pretty good names at free agency. I already told you Danny Green, Kemba Walker, Kyrie, also D'Angelo Russell. Will he re-sign with the Nets, or maybe can they go after him, bring him back? You've got guys like Patrick Beverley's out there. Everybody knows how great of a defender Patrick Beverley is. He's a good leader to have as a point guard if he's your starting point guard or your backup point guard coming off the bench. The guy plays like a dog on defense, south side of Chicago, Patrick Beverley. That'd be a good guy from the guard. Avery Bradley. Brandon remembers him from the Celtics.
Love Avery Bradley.
Love. Everybody loves him. He's a guy. Plays great defense, can shoot the three pretty good as well. He shot before he got hurt this past year. He's like 46% shooter or something like that. So he was doing pretty good.
Also played for Rick Barnes at Texas.
Yep. Boom. Tennessee tie. Throw that back in there. But there's a lot of good players to put around an Anthony Davis and a LeBron James now. Like if they're not the first or second best team in the West, that's a big disappointment. That means LeBron must have got hurt again or he's just not able to do it because they should easily be one of the top three teams in the West.
So one of the interesting things coming out of New Orleans as well as of yesterday is that Julius Randle has now declined his $7 million Pelicans contract option entering free agency.
Julius Randle back out on the market.
Now to me, Julius Randle was one of those guys that you were looking at their potential starting five and you were thinking, all right, Drew Holiday, Lonzo, Ingram, Zion, and Julius Randle. Like, that's quite the starting five, especially if, you know, they figure out how to mesh well together. Julius Randle could be out the door.
Julius Randle was a guy I thought the Lakers should have kept anyways whenever they, you know, did trade some guys away last year or re-signed him. I forgot if they let him go in a trade or if they just didn't re-sign him. I thought they should have kept him and, like, got rid of other guys ahead. But, yeah, man, a lot of things. NBA free agency. And another thing, draft Thursday. That snuck up on you. Boom. In your face.
Yeah, we haven't even hit free agency. Like, that's the crazy part. It's not even July.
No.
There's all this stuff going on. So much stuff that we'll continue to get into in hour number two. We only got a couple more minutes left of hour number one. Don't go anywhere. We got some more good stuff to talk about. We will see you on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz. So many people are happy about this new trade. One person, he's not thrilled about it. I guess, well, he's not thrilled to the organization. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about the infamous LaVar Ball. He's back.
I feel like we haven't heard from him in a while.
I don't think we have. Here's what he says about his son being moved away from the Lakers. I guarantee, like I say again, this will be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they will never win another championship. Guarantee it. Then he added, they're going to regret it, and I'm going to have fun with it, because I told you all it was crashing down. Now that the Lakers have completely crashed, at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave them a chance. You can rewind it back. I said, this is the best part of the whole thing. I said that if you can get the three Ball brothers, you can survive this. You let them go, or you let him go. Oh, it's going to be a cold day in hell. Trust and believe that.
What an idiot.
Typical LaVar Ball stuff right here. But this is gold. Because at this point, everything he says just feels like satire gold. He feels like a character from Saturday Night Live, right?
He is.
Yeah. He's so good at what he does. He's so good at what he does. He's good at kind of just being like a loudmouth idiot from the sidelines, right, that says the most insane things, but they're always entertaining. Now, for a while, they got very old and very bothersome. You know, when Lonzo had first gone to the Lakers or the whole draft process and stuff, we were like, dude, we don't need you on our TVs every day, because he somehow finessed his way over to, like, the ESPN studios and was doing live shows with a bunch of their personalities.
I mean, he made it on Monday Night Raw.
He did. He did a segment with The Miz. He did make it on Raw. Apparently that segment was a total train wreck, and he went off script, and they immediately stopped the segment right there, and they were like, nope, thanks, but you're done. We're going to stop that right now.
Script.
It's all scripted. Well, it was a talking segment, obviously.
What?
He, like, took his shirt off in the middle of the ring?
Huh. What?
What are you talking about?
Script in wrestling.
Like a talking script?
It's not real. It's not actual conversation.
I'm done with you.
We talking about wrestling again?
I'm being serious.
Yes, Brandon, they use a script when they talk. The WWE, they give them a script. They said, you have to say this, 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 and this. They gave The Miz a script. They said they gave LaVar Ball a script. They said, hey, this is what you're going to say. This is how it's going to go. Do not deviate from the script. We will pull you. They got on live TV. LaVar Ball deviated from the script. Took a shirt off. Was trying to fight everyone. And they said, nope. Cut to commercial. We're done. And that's what happened.
The more you know.
The more you know. I thought you were just trying to, like, get it under my skin there.
No.
Never. Okay, well, that's how it happens. That's the problem that many people have.
Would never do such
they
a thing.
They give them scripts.
It's
true.
It's scripted, huh?
I mean, LaVar Ball, talking about the Lakers, never doing it. Have you seen the Lakers? Have you watched the Lakers while your son's been there? Have you watched them at all? They suck out loud.
Has your son played a majority of the games? I don't know.
He did the first couple years, I guess. Been there, what? He was there, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Is he? I mean,
only two. First year wasn't bad, I don't think.
Excuse my ignorance.
Wasn't great.
But is Lonzo, I mean, is he even good?
Lonzo is a very good defender, and he's a good playmaker. He needs to work on his shot because his shot's not great at all. But I think that
his shot's almost as bad as Ben Simmons's, and that boy can't shoot the ball for anything.
Lonzo is, I think he's a good role player, and he could be you know, solid starting point guard for a while. He's a good playmaker, man.
I
didn't think he was worth the number two pick when he came out.
It wasn't a great draft. He was best probably talent at that, yeah, at that spot. It wasn't a great draft.
Number two picks in the last couple of years, Trae Young, Luka Doncic.
Well, I mean,
Lonzo Ball.
The Celtics pulled that one. The Celtics had the number one pick that year, you remember?
Yeah. Who'd they take?
They took Jason Tatum.
Ah,
pulled
that's
the wool
right.
right over the 76ers' eyes.
That's right.
Got them to take Markelle Fultz.
Yep.
Where's he at?
Orlando? I think.
I don't know.
He's Orlando.
Who cares?
It was a legit question. I don't know.
He's Markelle Fultz.
I trade him.
He'll never be back. That right there, first hour of the Blitz.
I don't think he's left yet, Rick. He's in Orlando. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
First hour of the what?
Some Kerry Blackshear news.
Get us out.
Kerry Blackshear news coming up.
We're going to get in trouble.